You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, a new study finds evidence that some U.S. teens are trading sex for food. We'll look at the changing face of hunger in America.
First, you may remember reports from earlier this summer about the price of EpiPens going up over 400%. The portable device that can halt potentially lethal allergic reactions has long been the go-to prescription medication that people can carry in their purses or their pockets in case they get a severe allergic reaction.
After widespread uproar among doctors, patients, and parents of kids with allergies, U.S. senators have been keeping a close eye on price hikes of essential prescriptions. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin recently co-sponsored a bipartisan bill that aims to address the issue.
The bill wouldn't prevent drug makers from raising prices, but if they do decide to raise the cost of a prescription by more than 10%, they would have to file a transparency and justification report for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us now. Senator Baldwin, welcome to Central Time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So talk with us about the impetus for this bill. Why work on this issue right now?
Well, drug corporations are really sticking it to the American taxpayers and consumers with soaring drug prices. We've seen several widely publicized instances. So the public knows well about, for example, the EpiPen that went from $100 to $600. And these are life-saving drugs and devices that people rely on to extend their lives, to save their lives. And there's no explanation on why there would be such a massive, drastic price increase. But we're finding, aside from the well-publicized instances, that hundreds of brand-name medications in the United States are the prices are being increased. And I've been hearing from literally countless Wisconsinites about how frightening this is, how difficult it is for them to afford if their insurance doesn't cover it. And certainly I worry about the taxpayers that are footing the bill in terms of programs like Medicaid and Medicare and through the VA system. So this measure, that's a bipartisan measure that I introduced along with my colleague John McCain, requires transparency and ultimately accountability from these drug corporations. It requires them, if they are going to increase the price of one of their drugs by 10% or more, to report to the Department of Health and Human Services about the costs that might justify this, and it allows us to see whether these price increases have any justification at all.
And why 10%? What's magic about that number?
You know, the recent trend that we have seen is that companies are regularly hiking up prices by at least 10% or more. And these double-digit price increases are the ones that hit our families the hardest at the pharmacy counter. And the public deserves an explanation for double-digit price increases, which are particularly egregious.
And as you said, companies would be required to disclose details about spending on everything from research, development, manufacturing, marketing, advertising, if they were requesting an increase of over 10%. Has that information ever been tracked before?
You know, the companies have been incredibly opaque in their operations and rationale. And I think a lot of Americans think they're jacking up prices simply because they can, without any accountability. This would be new to require this transparency, and I think it's so important as we struggle to hold down health care costs.
And what kind of pushback are you getting or anticipating from industry? Because often when there are pushes for transparency or more disclosure from any kind of industry, they say, this is going to hurt us. This is actually going to cost consumers more because we are not going to be able to keep our industry secrets secret.
Right. So a couple of things in your question. One is, I do anticipate a lot of pushback from the drug corporations. You know, they have a lot of power in Washington, and I think have benefited from a rigged system where they call the shots. I don't work for those drug companies. I work for the people of Wisconsin, and it's time someone stood up for them. The number of inquiries and concerned calls and letters that I get from constituents who just don't know how they're going to be able to afford, whether it's an EpiPen for a child with allergies or some other life-saving medication, they're frightened, and their voices need to be heard. Now, as you mentioned in your question, there is confidential information that drug corporations are allowed to keep secret, trade secrets, for example. This legislation explicitly protects trade secrets and confidential commercial information from public posting. But they can't hide behind that with regard to all of these other pieces of information that this this reform requests. And it's time that American taxpayers and consumers and policymakers who, the taxpayers are footing the bill for these soaring drug prices, deserve to know how their money is being spent.
The United States is actually one of the few countries that allows direct advertising and marketing of drugs directly to consumers. That is clearly part of the expense that these drug companies are spending money on. Would you support efforts to eliminate that, to make it not possible for those drug companies to market?
Well, obviously, this bill goes in favor of disclosure of those expenditures so that the American consumer and the American taxpayer can know that as they're footing the bill, a significant percentage of it goes to this marketing. Our First Amendment is such that preventing them from advertising, I think, is a very huge challenge. And so this bill does not go in that direction, but simply says sunshine is the ultimate, in terms of transparency, that we need to shed light on this in order to get to the bottom of it. And hopefully, this information will allow some other reforms.
We're talking with Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about her efforts to address rapidly rising drug prices. And Senator Baldwin, a lot of medications that are researched and developed never actually make it into patients' hands. Could this just create another hurdle or bad publicity for drug makers instead of holding insurance companies, for instance, responsible for picking up the cost of prescriptions?
You know, I think that we know well that development of new life-saving medications, life-extending medications, is a complex, time-consuming, and expensive process. And that's well understood as people develop these breakthroughs and assign an initial price. But let's take the example that's captured so much of the nation's attention in recent weeks, the EpiPen. That product has been around for a long, long time. The price was jacked up from $100 to $600 with no modification, as far as we know, in its formula, in its design, in its manufacture. We need explanations for things like that. And when we look at these drastic name brand price increases that have been going on in just this calendar year alone, it does not appear to be a consequence of research and development and innovation. However, when we pass this legislation, those sort of costs would be disclosed, and we can get a better grasp on the situation.
So companies would be allowed to raise prices. There's just more disclosure. So what happens if this bill is successful? What happens when a company does fill out the transparency and justification report for the Department of Health and Human Services? What happens then?
You know, I think that having this information available to policymakers, consumers, the general public, will help alter their ways. Right now, these drug corporations have a lot of power in Washington, D.C. They also have the power to simply raise the prices drastically in some cases with no accountability. This information is going to help policymakers better oversee the industry. And while you are correct, at this point, this is about transparency and accountability, I have a feeling that they'll think twice about jacking up prices if they have to disclose this information.
And, Senator, you're a member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. What other measures have you proposed or is the committee working on to address this issue of rising drug prices?
Well, I can tell you that personally I have been long a strong champion of allowing the federal government, in particular our Medicare program, to bargain for better drug prices. You know, that happens within the VA system. It also happens, of course, with large private insurers that buy in bulk, in big quantities. Medicare certainly underwrites prescription drug costs for tens of millions of seniors and persons with disabilities. We ought to be exercising that muscle with the drug corporations in order to get more affordable prices for those who depend on Medicare, for example, as their primary insurance.
And as we wrap up, Senator, why introduce the bill now? We are near the end of a legislative session. There's a lot of attention and energy being put into an election coming up. What are your hopes in introducing it now?
Well, for a number of reasons. First of all, there was a time commitment in terms of crafting this legislation and making sure that it was going to be bipartisan from its onset, which obviously improves its chances. But we also have a moment where the American public is focused on this. We have had some really shocking cases of drug corporations abusing their power in recent months. Started with a company that I think jacked up the price several thousand percent in the case of Turing. And with the EpiPen, so many people know individuals with allergies that could be life-threatening. They understand, especially as school starts for parents, the need to make sure that not only is there an EpiPen at home, but also at a child care setting or school. So people are right now grappling with these recent drastic drug price hikes and are demanding answers. And I think that this nexus of the public attention being focused on this is a great time to introduce this bill and create some momentum.
Senator Baldwin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She joined us to talk about the bipartisan bill that she's co-sponsoring that would force drug makers to be more transparent about significant price hikes.